This is the BBC.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a UK lettuce crisis, but I need some. So, you'll hear me make a call to try and score some for the weekend. And so many questions in the show. Is Dot Cotton minted? Why are they doing the jump again on Channel 4? Is Chris still a vegetarian? And are we still running out of music? All right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Really good. Me and Chris had a very civilised breakfast together this morning, and I think we should do it more often.
It was like a summit, wasn't it?
It was, like a power breakfast.
It was like, you hear a lot of these kind of things happening with prime ministers and presidents and stuff like that. It was like our own one, really, wasn't it? It was a proper good sit down.
It was good.
And you laid out your plans.
I laid out my plans.
You laid out mine.
Yeah, it was good, actually. We should do it more often. We actually came up with a few ideas as well, which is unusual. I enjoyed it.
What a terrible, terrible reflection of ourselves.
No, it was just nice to be able to relax with you. I enjoyed it. Yeah. How's your ribs, by the way?
Yeah, better.
Hot nose?
No, all gone now.
Okay, cool. Right, so shocking news today. Lettuces are about to be in very short supply. It's been on all the news.
I know, this is actual news.
And, I mean, she can't get much work, but did you know that Newsbeat have their own iceberg lettuce correspondent?
We have sent Newsbeat's iceberg lettuce correspondent, Eleanor Roper, to Watford.
Now, how much work can she get? Let's be honest. Is she just employed to be the lettuce correspondent?
I don't know, because it's niche, isn't it?
Fair play, though.
Big Eleanor. Call up today, because lettuce news is on.
But yeah, normally not, though. So, Eleanor, what an easy job you've got.
Do you know what about this news, though? It doesn't massively appeal to me just because, generally, I'm a salad dodger.
Yeah, you are, actually.
So I've not been getting too excited, but I know a lot of people out there are concerned.
Eleanor really is.
You might struggle to buy more than 3 iceberg lettuces or 3 heads of broccoli. Would you really buy that many anyway? No.
I would. And the report continues.
Dieter Lloyd is from the British Leafy Salads Association.
I think there was a discussion at one point I saw of spinach coming from Australia. And if we're having that discussion, then perhaps we can do without spinach for a short while.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'll manage. Wow. So I'm going to do something about this because we are running out of lettuce. And that'll be at 1:40. Got a plan. I'm looking after myself, really, because I actually need some for this weekend.
Okay, get on it.
Yeah.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Do you know who I feel sorry for in all this lettuce crisis?
Who?
The tortoises.
Good point.
Do you know what I mean? No one's thinking of them, are they?
Because they're generally on the lettuce, aren't they?
Can't just give them a cheeseburger, can you?
No, huh? You can't.
You can't. All right. Lettuce update for you at 1:40. Busted Inyona Bingo was awesome yesterday. So good. I even had a little watch on the YouTubes yesterday.
Some of them are just special innuendo bingos. I don't know why. It's always fun, right? But some just go to another level. And you can't ever expect it or plan who it's going to be.
I think because the lads were fully into it, because James tweeted you ages ago going, oh, get us on.
Yeah.
And also the clips were exceptionally good yesterday as well. Back to Channel 4 early this week. And here is a contestant called Simon. Have a listen to this. Simon has come up with a surefire way to win that £1,000.
So I've gone for free, quite gooey cheeses. So I'm hoping that, you know, the nice cheese will ooze out of my balls later to make them all smile.
Oh, look at Matt. He loves it. Matt Willis has the laugh of a maniac. So weird.
His laugh's awesome.
You can get it in all the normal places or get the iPlayer app on your phone. Like, download it, it's free, and next time you're on the bus or train or whatever, you can have a little watch of the busted Inyona Bingo from yesterday. It's a good one.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm really worried now. You know our colleague that we phoned the other day who's been putting continuous updates of his increasingly buff chest on Instagram?
Yeah, and we've never mentioned it to him in the office, have we?
Well, no. So we played a game of Boss Chicken the other day where we had to call him and take it in turns to say, you've got a lovely chest, while the phone was ringing. And whoever he answered on had to say it to him. It went like this. You've got a lovely chest.
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 You've got a lovely... Hello?
Hello, who's speaking? Hello, who's speaking?
You've got a lovely chest. Yeah. And then I just went, okay, bye. And it's really, really awkward.
It was horrible.
Now, he has put an update of his progress with his lovely chest. Every day for the last 90 days, every day a picture of him, shirt off, like arms in the air, with a little smile on his face, looking proud of his achievements. And so he should be, because he looks brilliant. Since we made the call, there's been no updates.
Oh, no.
I feel now that he's shying away from it.
Please don't, Phil.
But you've only just started following him, haven't you? So
yeah,
maybe
but why,
it's that.
But he's suddenly started not posting now. Are you saying he's because I've followed him, he's stopped posting?
Yeah, pressure.
Phil, come back to Instagram. You're doing a great job.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Shocking news today. Lettuces are in short supply.
Sorry. I know, it's the headline that's taken. Everyone, why did you do one of those drum things after your name? Like, you're a joke.
No,
you're not a joke of a broadcaster. How dare you?
Scott Mills here. No, that's
wackiest thing you've done in ages.
That's for a joke that's coming up, Chris.
Listen,
Bear with. It's
the headline that is, well, it's everywhere. I'm looking at The Guardian right now. How Guardian readers are coping with the courgette crisis.
Oh, God.
Same thing.
It's true. A man from the British Leafy Salad Association has confirmed that we are actually running out of lettuce and there is panic beginning to sweep across the UK. Some shops are rationing lettuces to just 3 per shopper and shopkeepers fear this could be just the tip of the iceberg.
There it is.
Also, I'm hearing that potentially tomatoes, cucumbers and aubergines could be unavailable soon because of poor weather conditions. Mm. Right, here's the problem. I'm actually entertaining at my house, Echo Falls, this weekend, and I've got to do a salad.
I mean,
three per shopper, that's me, is not going to cut it. I know I've got to do a big salad. There's a few people coming around. And also, I went to my local shop this morning. All the veg there, no lettuce. It's a thing. It's a definite thing.
It's like you've got to get it on the black market now.
Yeah, so I've decided I need to panic buy. Wait there. Ration to 3. Not enough.
Hello, Peacocks.
Hello.
Hello, Peacocks.
You all right?
Who's calling?
You got any lettuce?
We've got loads.
Pardon?
Hello.
Yeah, have you got any lettuce?
Got loads. Yeah, I've got lettuce.
How much for one?
What sort of lettuce do you want?
Got any iceberg?
No, I've got no iceberg.
What
have
you got?
Gem,
what you got? Gem?
Round.
Yeah, I love gem.
All right.
How much for one?
Little gem, 145.
If I bought 3, can you do me a deal?
No, sorry, they're really expensive at the moment. I'm working on a slim margin.
Oh. Can you, how much for 4?
580.
580?
Yeah.
You can't knock that down, no?
No, sorry.
Can you drop it around?
No, sorry.
Or can we meet somewhere?
No.
You're not worried about cameras or anything, are you?
No.
Can you keep it under the counter for me?
All right.
Don't send it to anyone else.
No, okay. All right. Good stuff.
All right, so I'll be round. Hang on.
See you soon. I'll hide it under the counter.
Right.
Give me a little nod when you're outside and I'll know it's you.
All right, I'll be round at 4, all right? Yes. Managed to get one.
Scott Mills.
Mills, struck gold in Niddle, Falmouth. Tell your mates, hashtag 3 lettuces, and a picture of the 3 ones he's just panic bought. All right, so I've got Snake Hips and Moe coming up and Ray Shrummerd. Can you believe it? I certainly can't. The Jump is back on Channel 4 this weekend. The world's most dangerous television show.
Series 4.
Series 4?
Yeah.
7 of the 16 contestants went down last time. That's a lot.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Tina Hobley, Rebecca Adlington, Beth Tweddle. These are all, most of them athletes. Mark Francis Van Der Lee, Linford Christie and Sarah Harding. All off.
It's really tricky, actually, because when you look it up on Wikipedia for Series 3 and it lists them all, by the injured ones, it just says, withdrew. And then for Series 4, which is the series coming, it's obviously got all their names. It just says, by status, participating at the moment.
Wow.
The status could change. You never know.
Who's on? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. So you've got, amongst the names, Sir Bradley Wiggins. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Gareth Thomas, Josie Gibson, who's Big Brother 11 winner.
Yeah, I know her.
All right, my love. Yeah. I can't do the accent. No. Lydia Bright.
Of course she is. What was that? Sorry, Bristolians.
Just trying to join in.
Sorry, Bristolians.
Sorry. Robbie Fowler.
Oh.
And Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea.
Of course he is. Wow. What I'd quite like to
Louis Smith, of course.
Of course, he's always on. What I'd quite like to do is phone up an insurance company and say I'm just going skiing, get the quote, and then tell them, oh, actually, it's the Jump on Channel 4 and see how much my premium goes up by.
Yeah.
hosted by the ever-brilliant Davina McCall. And who can forget this moment from the first series of The Jump?
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Davina McCall there doing the draw for the next round of the competition by shaking the mayor's ball bag. It's back on Sunday.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Rich in Bristol. Who's noticed that that Declan McKenna track sounds a little bit like something else?
Like
so
what?
Here's Declan's track.
I don't know what I want.
Sounds a bit like...
It's empty in the valley of your heart.
Does a bit.
I don't know what I want. If I'm completely honest. It's empty in the valley of your
sounds
heart.
Sounds a bit like Mumford.
The sun, yeah. It rises slowly.
Which reminds me, you have a load more of running out of music things to run.
Oh, I've got so many more examples for today if you're keen.
You know, Chris is a little bit concerned that we are running out of music, which is a problem for Radio 1. Only so many notes and melodies you can do. And there are songs at the moment that are out that sound a lot like old ones.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's 2-2 on bangers. So who's going to win it for the week?
Oh, it's exciting. I like it when this happens.
I like it. It's on at 2:40. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. You choose which one is best. Right, a few bits of admin to go through. I like doing this sometimes. Various questions that listeners have sent in. This one from Calvin, somewhere in Northern Ireland. Chris, are you still part vegetarian this week, or is that gone now?
Still part vegetarian? That, don't you think that's even a phrase, is it?
Well, you were sneaking off to eat packs of ham at one point.
I wasn't. You said I was, but no. I had a full English this morning, actually.
I know. I saw you have bacon earlier in broad daylight. So...
You're making more of a controversy than me.
Well, the listeners want to know, are you vegetarian or not now?
Well, based on the fact I had a full English this morning, I'd say probably not.
Okay, also Alex has put on saying, you know earlier when I played a comedy drum effect after I said my name by mistake? That was for an upcoming joke, but I pressed the wrong button. So I went, this is Radio 1 and I'm Scott Mills, which made me sound like a joke. Now, Alex is really keen, every time I introduce myself from now on, that I play that effect. He really thinks it adds something.
Yeah, well, let's do it moving forward.
But does sound like I'm a joke.
Yes.
Ready one, it's Scott Mills here. Every time. Also works when you play the jingles too.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got something new for you now. This is the first new music from London Grammar in 3 years. It was Mr. Jam's hottest record on Wednesday. London Grammar with Big Picture and playing now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Francesca in Blackpool, hello.
Hello.
You've got a lovely tower.
Oh, we have. The best tower.
Yes. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm just at work. We're just in the office.
Okay, what do you do?
I work for a fostering agency.
All right, and you've got Radio 1 on every day, right?
Every day. We always listen to bangers.
Yeah, so you know about bangers. Who do you normally pick, please?
Usually Chris, but to be fair, you have been pulling it back recently. I've been preferring your choices, so
have you?
I feel
really?
Like today...
Yeah. You're on the turn.
It's totally a massive decision for you today, because it's 2-2.
I know.
So you decide who wins the week.
Yeah.
Okay, Francesca.
I feel like I'm ready.
Have you got loads of people in the office with you?
Yeah, I've got a few of the girls.
Who are they?
Ellie and Beth.
Hiya.
They're in the office.
Okay, they're going to help you make your decision today.
They will do. Yeah, they'll need to.
Here's what I've got for you. What a song, Latch, Disclosure.
Yeah, I love that.
You love that?
You liking
that?
I love
that.
Good banger. All right, you can have that, Francesca, and the rest of your company, or you can have my choice, which is this. It's a big Friday song, right? This is Watermat, but it's a very good song. The best. It's the best song
it's
ever.
So great.
It's just so,
so
good.
So great.
Yes. Good one.
Okay.
I can't begin to tell you how good that song is.
Right, stop it.
Okay.
Right, okay. So it's the decision of you, Francesca, and the girls in the office. What are you saying?
So I think our decision, I've checked with everybody, and although they are both amazing Friday songs, and the second one particularly was great, I'm going to have to go with Scott.
He wins the week!
He wins.
Yes! Lots of very angry people. How can you actually hate on Disclosure? There hasn't been any...
There's been a robbery.
Absolutely no need to call the police.
Call the popo. There's been a robbery.
Has not. Not at all.
Quite a few people thinking there's been a robbery.
Yeah, yeah, but there's always some angry ones. That was Disclosure in Latch, which means I win the week.
Scott Mills.
I've had an email from someone. Send your emails to me. You know I love it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I think I've got this person into trouble in a lecture. Hello, Ella.
Yes.
What happened?
So it was before a lecture, and my friend Emily and I were discussing that we're going to wear pink on Wednesdays, because you know me and girls.
Yes.
And then it got to a situation where we were just constantly, yes. It was getting louder and louder. And then some poor lady turned around and she looked really confused. And we were like, oh my God, that woman thinks we're calling for her because her name's Yasmin.
Yasmin. I do feel sorry for you, because obviously we've been going on about this a lot, and it's like when it goes into real life and causes people trouble. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. They need to know.
Oh, you've got it bad, babes.
I know, babe. Really bad.
Anywhere else?
So my boyfriend and I were texting back and forth, and we were having a bit of an argument, and I thought, do you know what? I've had enough of this. And I was listening to you this day, and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to send him a voice note that says, yeah, you know? If he gives you that, give him a yes.
Mid-argument?
Well, it was a voice note, and I just wanted to diffuse the situation, you know?
Oh, do you do this as well? You send voice notes to each other?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, a couple of my mates do this. In fact, I know a couple who do this. Rather than text, they just do voice notes.
I'm getting them more and more.
Yeah, it's so much easier than texting if you're lazy like me.
But it's not, though, because if you're on a train and it's basically everyone can hear your text.
Also, if you're going to do that, just have a conversation.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly, just phone.
Do you know the voice notes on the WhatsApp have been on for ages in Europe? So, like,
oh, really?
One of my friends off of Italy, like, would just be like, blah, 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 blah. What, why are you talking into your phone?
That's how they talk over there, isn't
it? Yeah.
I'm just going to send you voice notes rather than text from now on. But the thing is, when we're having a good gossip about members of staff and stuff like that, hypothetically, if we were to be doing that, it's kind of awkward if it's all there on audio,
that's
isn't it? And what if you accidentally play it out in the office?
Well, we should start doing this to each other. We can play the best ones on air.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to do, though? If you agree to do voice notes and I know that you're playing them out loud, I'm going to send you some fake news and stuff like that, and you'll just be playing it out on your phone. It'll be embarrassing for you.
I'm up for playing them on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. There's no opposite of yes, is there?
It's universal, you know. If someone's insulting you, yeah. Someone's annoying you, yeah. You love what they're saying, yeah, you know.
So versatile, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Good to speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
As we know, Chris's main worry in life is that the world is running out of music.
I'm not sure it's my main worry in life, but it's certainly up there.
Well, it seems to be a monthly thing that you bring to the table now.
I know. Well, I think we've proven beyond doubt that we are running out of music in the world. We're going to reach a point where there will be no more new music.
But we do end up talking about this like at least once a month. It's like Crime Watch, monthly update.
It is. Not that we're suggesting there's any kind of criminal behaviour going on.
Absolutely
with,
not.
Some of these robberies.
Yeah.
No, not robberies, but you know what I mean.
Borrowings. Even that.
Nothing like that.
No. Similarities.
So there's similarities. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know, there's only a certain combination of notes we can have before we run out of music.
What's going to happen to Radio 1 when the new music runs out one day? That's what we're worried about. We'll have to have old music Fridays.
We will, yeah. Yeah. Which is fine, but it's not ideal.
Only so many notes and melodies, aren't there?
I think the selection today is particularly worrying. Are you ready to begin?
I'm ready. I
don't blame. So this is the new one from the XX. It's called On Hold.
I love this.
But when the guy starts singing, I can't hold on. It sounds uncanny. Have a listen. It sounds just like the Dirty Dancing theme, Time of Your Life. Now you move down, then you start to orbit. Now I've
had the time of my life. Oh no. No, I never felt like this before.
It could be love. I think you're too soon. See what I mean?
No one. Yeah, that's a good one.
The latest one from Chainsmokers. Oh my word, this is so similar to a song by M83. It's, oh.
See what I mean?
Also the Made in Chelsea theme.
Oh, we really are running out, aren't we? Oh God, what are we gonna do? I can't tell the difference. Obviously there is a difference.
Yeah, massive difference, of course, but the lawyers are listening.
Wow. Yes. Okay, what other evidence do we have?
The
club isn't the best place
to find the lovers at the bar. This is Shape of You. Ed Sheeran sounds like this. Me and my friends sat at the table
doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. What can this sound like?
And this is Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
I mean, it's sort of there or thereabouts. Nice mixing, Chris. Real nice.
I mean, it's kind of there, isn't it?
Kind of.
A few people suggested that one. So this is Two Door Cinema Club and their song Ordinary. This is awesome. Venus by Bananarama.
Bananarama. Is that how you pronounce it? Bananarama.
Bananarama.
Wow. I reckon Two Door Cinema Club will be well happy with that comparison.
It's just similarities.
Mm-hmm. And one more?
One more that a couple of people messaged in about. It's the new one from James Arthur. As you're walking away.
Oh, yeah, this is Safe Inside, right?
Yeah. Will you call me to
tell me you're all right? Sounds like... Send you away. And who's this, please?
This is Barry Manilow and a song called Mandy.
I
mean, it's... There we go,
yeah. No need for any lawyers. We're just pointing something out and they're just similarities. There's no criminal activity here.
Absolutely not.
If you're worried about any similarities in the world of new music, email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could feature in our next monthly update.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
If you missed this earlier, some shocking news today. Lettuces are in real short supply. It's been all over the news. Lettuce panic is on. The man from the British Leafy Salad Association has confirmed that some shops, and there will be more to follow, are rationing lettuces to just 3 per shopper. So you are not allowed 4 lettuces right now. It's rationed. Whatever you do, do not go to the checkout of your local supermarket with 4 in your trolley. I'm imagining you'll be physically removed. This is a problem.
Yeah, because it makes buying 4 lettuces, if you need them, really, really difficult. Like, where do you get hold of 4 lettuces?
And I actually need 4 because this weekend I'm doing a little bit of entertaining, not going to lie.
Yeah, but you're not allowed. You can only have maximum 3 now.
Well, you know, and that's why earlier, if you missed it, I'm going to play it again, I called one of my local shops and, well... tried to score some lettuce. I need some for the weekend.
I know.
I need it.
It's hard to score lettuce at this time, though, Scott.
So I made a call, tried to do some kind of deal.
Hello, Peacocks.
Hello.
Hello, Peacocks.
You all right?
Who's calling?
You got any lettuce?
We've got loads.
Pardon?
Hello.
Yeah, have you got any lettuce?
Got lettuce. Yeah, I got lettuce.
How much for one?
What sort of lettuce do you want?
Got any iceberg?
No, I got no iceberg.
What you got?
Gem.
What you got? Gem?
Round.
Yeah, I love gem.
All right.
How much for one?
Little gem, 145.
If I bought 3, can you do me a deal?
No, sorry, they're really expensive at the moment. I'm working on a slim margin.
Oh. Can you, how much for 4?
580.
580?
Yeah.
You can't knock that down, no?
No, sorry.
Can you drop it round?
No, sorry.
Or can we meet somewhere?
No.
You're not worried about cameras or anything, are you?
No.
Can you keep it under the counter for me?
All right.
Don't send it to anyone else.
No, okay. All right. Good stuff.
All right, so I'll be round. Hang on.
Tim, I'll hide it under the counter.
Right.
Give me a little nod when you're outside and I'll know it's you.
All right, I'll be round at 4, all right? I realise I could do such a shady voice.
So good. I love it when it's so serious. We're talking about lettuces here. Serious. They go, Lil Gem, 145.
I'm working on a slim margin.
Don't do the price like that.
Slim margin.
145.
Also, shall I just go in twice later? I'd probably get 6.
Scott Mills.
Are you doing the loopy loopy thing again? It's been... The thing is, it sounds like it could be the song, but I just realised I've heard the same bit for about 3 minutes.
Why has no one noticed?
It's such a good song. That's why.
Yeah, but it's like, this is twice the length of what we did yesterday.
Oh no, look, Reese and Shrewsbury. Stop.
This is going to be messing with your mind later. You're not going to be able to get it out of your head. Still going. One person noticed. One person. Ah, it's making me go mad. Okay, that's really enough. Oh.
Radio 1.
One, here's Kel Spellman.
Hello, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hey. Are you smuggling lettuce or just pleased to see me? You know the lettuces are off.
I've heard, yeah, there's rations about, isn't there?
Yeah, don't try and order three. No, four.
No, you're allowed three.
They'll chuck you out.
Oh, is that only three?
You're limited to three. Any more than that, no.
I'm not being funny, but who's ever bought three, like, at one time? Ever?
I think I've only ever bought one.
Exactly.
A bit of lettuce off lightly.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. Yeah? Very well. Yeah, yeah. Things
are you ready
cool.
to play real or no real with us?
Always.
I've got some facts for you. Some of them real, some of them not.
Dot Cotton's house at 25 Albert Square would actually cost £875,000 in real life.
Whoa. Thing is, she's got the whole place there, hasn't she? And that's going to be spenny.
Mm. Also, cause celebrity. Do you know what I mean? If you're buying from... To have the house that Dot Cotton lived in... is quite cool.
No,
right?
Chris, you're missing the point.
There is a value on that, though.
But like, yeah, but like it's a character.
If
she, it's
someone...
not, it's not worth that much because she's a celebrity.
No, but this is a hypothetical situation.
No,
isn't
but it's
it?
London house prices, babe.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. But I'm also saying it's more expensive because Dot Cotton would have
looked... You're ridiculous.
That's why I put off that. That's why I'm thinking maybe it could be worth a bit more because I'm thinking maybe that could be the house value. You throw that Dot Cotton lived there, yeah, bang, you're up to a mil.
Always. If you're selling a car, always claim that had a previous celebrity occupant. Always. Ups the price.
That or you were the sole owner.
Scott's
one
definitely
or the
done
other.
It. As driven by Scott Mills.
I actually haven't, and this is not allowed.
Might do it when I sell my car and go, well, actually, you know Scott Mills? Yeah, yeah.
He's been in this car.
Absolutely not allowed.
Yeah. Everyone's saying that you were a passenger in their car.
No. Also, can I just point out, you don't really think that, do you?
Well, I don't think that Doc Cotton is a real person.
Yeah.
No, obviously right, okay. Not.
So
but what we're talking about here,
is,
I don't believe the actual house... is a real house.
In EastEnders, she's not famous. She's
fine.
Dot Cotton. She's like a normal person.
I'm really confused now.
But you're talking about real world prices, Scott. You're talking about if Mill Kale wanted to buy the house, it would cost £875,000. Mm. I'm saying that's largely down to the fact Dot Cotton lived there.
That's not true.
What?
East London prices have rocketed. Real or no real, it would be... 25 Albert Square, Dot Cotton's house, 875 grand in real
life. Here's what I'm saying. You're buying a car, right? Let's say it's a...
Can you stop talking about cars? A used car salesman.
A little Nissan Huayqua.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got the wrong part of that.
Wow. I love that car.
Glad you didn't say the brand.
Let's say you're buying that car. Now, you will spend an extra £100 if it was previously driven by Beyoncé. Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that's
don't see where
saying.
You're going with
so
this.
So you're buying more for the celebrity aspect.
Real or would you put a blue plaque up? Dot Cotton lived here.
Yeah,
100%. Definitely, 100%.
Is this real or no real, Kel?
I'm going to say no real. It's probably worth more
because Dot Cotton.
No,
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yep,
yes.
It's true. The three-bedroom terrace house in East London benefits from being close to a station, even if it would require a bit of modernisation. You'd also have to put down a deposit of nearly £219,000 if you wanted a mortgage.
God, Dot Cotton's rolling in it, isn't she?
Wow. She is.
Minted.
She's minted.
That laundrette.
And next.
No one has been called John Smith.
Hang on, I need to play that.
No one has been called John Smith in the last 10 years.
How many people do you know with your full name?
Nada. I'm yet to meet another Kellogg.
No Kellogg's, no?
No, in fact, someone did try and say once, but it's a totally different spelling. It was more Keelac, not Kellogg. I'm yet to meet a Kellogg. Mm. C-E-A-L-L-A-C-H.
Mm. Full name.
Don't wear it out.
Yeah.
So is that because John Smith, because of the connotations with it, you know, the drink and stuff like that.
Right.
No one's wanted to...
Clang, there goes another brand.
Oh. It's the game.
Doing really well today.
John Smith, is that not a given name or something like
it? It sounds like a fake name.
Yeah. You know when you're filling out a form and it says, oh, can you put in your first name? And it's always example, John.
Here, real
and
talk,
and then
Mills.
Surname, example, Smith.
You ever used a fake name? You know, where you haven't wanted...
Right, so you've accused me of...
Have you got an alias?
You accused me of bumping up the price of my used cars because of me, and then now you're asking me if I've ever used a fake name. No, I haven't.
Check into a hotel.
Yeah, no, you must have an alias, Scott. Go on.
Don't want the question, so you change it.
No,
only... Keep the first name and change the last name.
No, only my Strictly code name.
The Salamander.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was on Strictly and it was all being kept a secret at the start, they nicknamed him the Salamander. But in all seriousness, they'll be like, the Salamander. Rather than using names... The Salamander is arriving now.
Yeah.
Like, the Salamander.
You're big time, you know.
Taxis used to turn up with Salamander in the window.
That's not suspicious, is it?
No,
you see a cab waiting for a Salamander.
Yeah. And also, you feel like an idiot. There's a cab driver's like, what's your name, Salamander?
You're the Salamander.
You know as well that some people have got off a train, seen that sign and gone, I'm just going to linger and see who this Salamander bloke is.
Yeah. Makes you look a right idiot. Has anyone been called John Smith in the last 10 years? Kel.
Definitely, that one is no real.
Chris?
No real.
That one is no real.
No, but the name has fallen in popularity. The most common name now in the UK is David Smith, followed by David Jones, then John Smith in third, ooh, and then Kellogg Spellman fourth. Not true. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I win. I got 20. Kel, you only got 10, Sols.
Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Have a listen. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.